Ramsey TV.
You know, and the gospel is simple, really, and you stated it so simply and so perfectly, but the problem is that religion via Satan has complicated it. We start talking about justification by faith or the salvation of law, and people say, oh, your teaching is so complicated. Talk about the two gospels, maybe. No, it's really not. What's complicated is I have to deprogram you. I have to get those lies out of your head that you believe for years. Like Matthew was saying, or what our friend Marshall was saying, that all through your life you've been told lies about God and about yourself, about your worthiness, about your future, about who you are as a person, and it's literal brainwashing. Mm-hmm. It is literal brainwashing. And so when somebody starts to hear something like God is love, and that he's the savior of all humanity, and that he considers me not in accord with my acts, these things instantly clash with everything you've heard before. Mm-hmm. And there's a war on at that point. That's why I said to you up here, Marshall, here, there's a war on. Because there's a clash between this new information we're getting and your intellect. And we talked during the break with Marshall, and his intellect gets it. And you said that up here. Your intellect understood that God was complete for you and that the salvation was complete and the Christ did a complete work that was done completely apart from any contribution on your part. You get that intellectually. Boom, you're in the body of Christ. That's it. And we determined that during the break. I said, you did say you got it intellectually. It was just your heart that was struggling with it. And you go, yeah, my heart is struggling with it. So your brain is telling you one thing. Your heart is telling you another thing. When I say the heart, I'm not talking about the pure, what we would think of the heart of a matter. I'm speaking of that, the emotional part of you that would wrestle with your intellect. Your intellect believes something to be true. And Rodney asked you a very good question. Rodney put it in a nutshell. And this is what brought you to this realization. I'm going to share it with everybody right here, right now. Rodney says, do you believe what God has said about himself and about you in his word? And then you started to talk about the New World Order a little bit or something. And then Rodney said, no. He kept coming back. Do you believe what God said in his word about himself, what he's done for you, and about you, what he's done for you? And you said, yes. And I clapped you on the back and I said, that's it, man. You're in the body of Christ. And he said, I'm glad I didn't drive here for nothing. That's it. And don't think that's not spiritual. People say, oh, that was just an intellectual assent to a series of truths. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And that is spiritual. Paul says, we come to you with spiritual words. Words of the Spirit. The Scripture is words on a page, but they're life. They're life because it's an information war that we're in. We're in an information war. We have information from God and information from Satan. And there's a clash. For at one point, there's a clash for all of us. Satan, God wants us, and Satan wants us. Eugene?
We're going to be given the mind of Christ.
Yes.
Not the heart of Christ.
Oh, that's good. Eugene just said we're given the mind of Christ, not the heart of Christ. That's really good. I can't tell you how excited I was when I got into, I started reading the Concordant Literal New Testament and some of the literature, that it appealed to my logic, my sense of logic. And I realized for the first time that God is logical. And that was amazing to me, because in the church I was told things that were mysteries, this couldn't be understood, and you're not even supposed to think about them, like the three gods in one, or the God's the savior of all mankind, yes, but most of mankind's going to go to hell for eternity. It's just a mystery. And my intellect was insulted, and I just had to believe it and not ask questions. Mm-hmm. Then I find a body of literature that respects the Scriptures and it translates the words correctly. And I find that God is not against my intellect, but it's a spirit-infused intellect. Romans chapter 3, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, not the removal of your mind. Right? Yeah. Yes, by the renewing of your mind. It's the same brain. You're thinking with the Apostle Paul was using the same brain after his conversion as he did before. Nothing changed with the man's gray matter. Nothing. His neurons, his synapses, it was all the same. But what changed now was it was infused by the Spirit of God. His mind, his gray matter, his medulla oblongata was transformed. Not physically, but now it was the Spirit of God causing him to think new thoughts. Think new thoughts about himself. Think new thoughts about what God has to say, what God's purpose is. And that is spiritual. God is so gracious to us. He gave us our minds for a reason. He renews them, doesn't remove them. And so we have an intellectual assent to a great truth. And it's written down for us. And it's easy to understand. And again, it's a simple truth. It's just complicated. The enemy. You know what the word Babylon means? Confusion. The Tower of Babel. The word means confusion. And Babylon has been the world headquarters of three world kingdoms. It's going to be a headquarters of a fourth world kingdom also. And it means confusion. And the whole world is in confusion. And we have Word of God straight as an arrow. The Word of God is straight as an arrow. It comes to us from Paul. No more. Here's the thing with Paul, ladies and gentlemen. With Paul is no more parables, no more secrets, no more veiled language. We now see Christ face to face. No more types, no more shadows, no more hints. Paul comes out and says, God is the Savior of all humanity, especially of believers. Christ died for your sin, was entombed, rose the third day. By grace are you saved through faith. This is not out of you. It is God's approach present, not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. Boom, we see Christ face to face now. No more mysteries, no more secrets. No more puzzles to figure out. Even Jesus, when he was on earth, spoke in parables so that the people wouldn't understand it. That was a time for that. He only wanted, but what did he do privately for his disciples? He elucidated the parables to them in private. They came to him, what do you mean? What was the parable of the sower? Well, the sower is Christ. The enemy is this. He elucidated the whole thing to them in private. But Paul says, we now see Christ face to face. Plain words. Paul said, I would rather speak 5 words with my mind than 10,000 words in a language. Well, there was a time when people spoke in languages. There was a time for riddles. There was a time for parables. There was a time for types and shadows and dim views of a coming Savior, dim views of the future of humanity. But our apostle said this in Colossians 1, verse 25. And this man, he's either the real deal or he's the most arrogant bastard that's ever lived. He said, I complete the Word of God. Wow, I complete the Word of God. That's why there's no more prophets today. There's no more somebody coming up to you and saying, God told me to tell you, thus saith the Lord. No, Paul completed the Word of God. There was a time for prophets because the Word of God wasn't complete. God hadn't said everything he needed to say to humanity. God has said everything he needs to say to humanity at this point. Nobody's going to add anything to it. Now it's just up to the Spirit of God to help us to understand it with our minds, our renewed minds. And the greatest prayer of Paul, and I'll close with this, we're 3 minutes till noon. The greatest prayer of Paul is found in Ephesians. He prayed for the saints that they would come to a wisdom and realization in the revelation of Christ. He prayed that we would come to understand what Christ has said of us. Just what we were talking about with Marshall. Do you believe what God has said about you? God has said amazing things about you, chosen beforehand, before the disruption of the world, for the place of a son. You to be perfect, to be holy, to be flawless in his sight. Those are high words. That's why Paul prays in that letter where these high words are. I pray that God give you a spirit of wisdom and realization to understand what I am saying to you, what God is telling you through me. Paul is the agent. And only Spirit of God can cause you to understand these great things, that such great things are said of you. You will be seated at the right hand of God above every sovereignty, above every authority. You will be judging angels. Your word will be Christ's word. You will be the agents of conciliation with the power and the authority of Christ in the eons to come. can only take the Spirit of God to cause you to believe it. And I thank God that we're here because we believe that we have believed it. Belief comes from God. It's a gift. We've all been gifted. Thank God for that. So, all right. It's been a great start to the day. I'm thankful for everybody here. Everybody's gone to a lot of trouble to come here. It's not easy to travel in this eon, as I always say. In the next eon, it's going to be a lot easier to travel. A lot of hassles here, but I got another message. I could give you messages for 5 days. You're suffering evil, and God's doing you a great favor. Don't discount the hassles you got traveling here. Don't think, because you're coming here. You're not going to the mall, or you're not going to the spa. You're coming to a place where we are thinking high thoughts, and we're heaven's aristocracy. We're the next big thing. And any hassle you endured to get here, you're suffering evil for this message and for this word. And for that, there's a vast repayment, the vast compensation over and above and beyond what you invested in your little hassles. Flat tire, delayed flight, forgot your driver's license, forgot your suitcase, got to go back 3 times to make sure the stove's off. I know how it works. Where's my car keys? If I could get back all the time, I've lost looking for my car keys. My goodness. Yes, there's almost an eon in there. What's an eon? You liked that one, didn't you? I got that one. I got you.